You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are live on the air, guys, and on CBS Sports Network, and unfortunately, we can't use the foul language on this program.
You got that, Frank?
You got that? Just make sure that we keep it clean here, Frank.
All right.
But we have Frank the Tank, Frank Fleming, and Stu Feiner from Barstool. We're here at Giants camp as well. This was just a happy coincidence, Frank, then, huh?
Yes, I am. I got invited to camp today. So just going to be doing a few things.
Nice.
And I'm actually heading right here to the airport to go to Chicago for the National Card Show.
Okay. All right. Very good. So a busy, busy day. And Stu, you got yourself on your shirt. The Mulch is here.
Yes, Mulch is here shirt. It's myself with a picture of myself on my shirt. So it's almost like four-dimensional.
Right. It is four-dimensional. So, Frankie, you liking what the Mets have done so far at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I like the moves they've had. And Drew Gilbert, I look at Drew Gilbert, I think he's Harrison Bader is his ceiling.
All right, well, nobody cares about that. I mean, overall, you're just happy with what the Major League team has done
At the moment, I would like one more start. I would like a starting pitcher, not necessarily a great starting pitcher. I want an innings eater.
What about a center fielder?
Oh, yeah, that too.
All right, so do you want more than just one thing? You want two things?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, how you been, all right? You everything good?
Everything's going all right.
I do worry about you when you go off on these teams that you follow, whether it be the Dolphins, the Devils, or the Mets in this case.
They're all driving me nuts.
Yeah, well, that's what a sports fan is supposed to, you know, be a part of, like, right? Wouldn't you feel that way?
I mean, I mean, Pete Alonso and Lindor, they've hit into the abyss.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Last 50 games, that 197. Really, but how you know the Met team has incredible substance and incredible depth, and they could win the World Series this year, and they could beat the Dodgers with all the problems the Dodgers are having through injuries, is that with Lindor and Alonso, the last 50 games, batting under 200, no clutch hits, almost the worst performance ever, below the Mendoza line, they're still in first place. That is absolutely unbelievable. So that really shows you there's a lot of hope for this Met team this year.
Yeah.
And it's so wide open, Gio and Boomer and Tank, right? I mean, there's 10 teams that could win the World Series.
Well, I mean, I think that's why you see these teams with money going all in, the Mets and the Phillies and the Yankees, and now you got the Mariners in the American League trying to get it done because they feel like it's wide open.
It's especially wide open in the American League. Let me tell you something. Stu says it's wide open for anyone to win the World Series, and I guess he gets to the World Series, you have a chance. I think right now, and I don't know if I've ever seen it this unequal, I think the National League is so far superior to the American League. I think that the six best teams in the National League are better than the best team in the American League.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that's fair. I think
so you would say L.A., San Diego,
Philadelphia, the Mets.
Philadelphia.
The Cubs.
And is there another team in there that we're missing?
I might squeeze the Brewers in there.
Brewers. We always forget the Brewers.
Definitely Brewers. They're real this year.
Always forget the Brewers. Always. Now, Frank, we know you're a Dolphins fan. They got you to put all the Giants stuff on today. Is this because you're getting a paycheck?
No paycheck, but you know what? The Giants hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Because they prevented the Patriots from going 19-0.
Okay.
I mean, Eli Manning, David Tyree will always be heroes to me. They saved the Dolphins' legacy. And that was the year the Dolphins were at 1-15. The Mets collapsed. I mean, I was in a pickle.
You were in a really dark place.
And that's really saying dark. A lot.
Yes, it is. That's saying a lot. If so, I asked Gio this the other day, Frank, about your beloved Dolphins. Is Mike McDaniel going to be the head coach there next year?
You know, probably not. The only thing I hope is this. I don't care about Mike McDaniel. His fate, whatever. Chris Greer, the worst general manager in the history of professional football.
I could think of a few worse. I mean,
this guy,
John Itzik, was pretty bad. Remember Itzik?
This guy. They asked him, "What do you think about your offensive line?" He goes, "I'm not worried about the offensive line." He chuckles. Meanwhile, you have a concussion-prone quarterback who can't get the ball downfield because he's running for his life literally every single snap because they don't have an offensive line. You got this great running back in Devon Achane who cannot find any hole anywhere, anytime, because they have a terrible offensive line. Meanwhile, all their corners are now injured or gone. They have no secondary. It's so bad right now. They might call me to be the cornerback for the team.
Well, listen, you'd sell some tickets. That's for sure. They would definitely be a good business situation.
I think the Dolphins are looking at seriously a 3-14 type situation.
Wow.
And I'm at the point now where if they don't go 11-6, I don't want 10-7. I don't want 9-8. I either want them to be a solid playoff team, or I want it to burn. And I think it's a much better chance that this burns.
Stu, speaking of over-under win totals,
yes.
We're getting that time of year now
where
you take those season-long bets. We got both the Jets and the Giants at a very low number.
Yes.
So are you sniffing around any of those, or you think that maybe you're going to stay away because of the recent history of these franchises?
Well, as we know, we do this for a living. We watch every game. We analyze everything. I've been doing it since 1981. The best time of the year for New York football is August. Because once the season starts, it gets dramatically so stressful and, debilitating, to be honest with you. So right now, after I listened to the interview that you had with Russell Wilson, I was driving in the car. I almost drove off the road. I was so excited. He had me so hyped right now, I could probably run 4.640. So I'm going to go over for both teams like I do every year.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think Giants absolutely out of the box. Because traditionally I like to go against the grain, against the public. I think they beat Washington and beat Dallas, start 2-0.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So we're talking to Stu Feiner from Barstool Sports and, of course, Frank the Tank. Here's the thing. There's a new energy here. Daniel Jones is not here any longer. The offense had been terrible for the last 2 years, one of the worst offenses in football. Their defensive line looks like it's going to be one of the best defensive lines in football. If Andrew Thomas and Gio were saying this yesterday, if Andrew Thomas stays healthy, they have to be so much more competitive. And most of these games do come down to the fourth quarter. And one thing I will say about Russell Wilson, he'll get you to the fourth quarter within, either with the lead or you will be within taking the lead late in the game. That's one of the things and characteristics of him as a quarterback. So why wouldn't you go? What is the over-under for the Giants? Five?
I think four.
Paper, that looks like they have a brutal schedule.
Well, they do. They have the hardest schedule in the NFL.
Well, on paper, but you never know until the game gets there and who's hurt, who's not hurt, what the situation is with the team that you're playing against.
Well, I think Russell Wilson articulated it perfectly. He said that we're going to try to get us a lead offensively, meaning score touchdowns, which we have not done probably in 4 years now, so that our defense could pin their ears back and just crush the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Just put pressure on the quarterback. When you have the lead, as you know, in the NFL, it's the most important thing. Playing from behind in the NFL, especially if you're an inferior team against a superior team, can't happen. Doesn't happen anymore. It can't. So I think the measurement for success for the Giants is exactly what Russ said. Get the lead, play ahead, and let our defense do the rest.
The one thing I will say about new players, new blood, new energy, is that they don't have the feelings that the previous couple years have had. That seeped into the locker room, here we go again, the quarterback's hurt, there's no way we can win, and there's a psychology to that. And I do think that the Giants are running a much more competitive camp. I think there's a lot of youthful energy here. Javon Holland said that he's played on both older teams and younger teams.
Javon Holland.
Your guy from Miami. But, you know, he seemed to really have the pulse of, like, his front seven. He goes, man, this front seven, man, looks probably one of the best front sevens I've been able to play with.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins, I don't know what they're doing. You know who? Do you know who the Dolphins' backup quarterback is right now?
Yeah, it's Zach Wilson. Yeah.
Zach Wilson, I shudder to think.
Don't they also have Quinn Ewers down there?
Yeah.
Wow. So they got a quarterback room. You know, Quinn Ewers supposedly had some bright moments in training camp. But
I love the Giants quarterback room this year.
Okay.
Because you got Jackson Dart, this rookie, and you're obviously going to redshirt him basically, and he's going to learn. On one shoulder, he's got Russell Wilson, conservative, staid, like solid, like. He won't make the big mistake. Then on the other side, you just have, I'm going to throw it. It's going to be a touchdown or a pick six. I don't care. Jameis Winston.
Yeah, who is, man, he is just genuine.
He is just a gunslinger, that just crazy gunslinger. So he's going to have, like, the balance of the check down, the conservative against the...
Yeah, you're right,
the,
sitting in between.
Throw it all the way to the wall.
Two completely opposite types of quarterbacks. I mean, let me ask you a question. Is Jameis Winston a... Is he popular for the way he plays?
Yes, people love Jameis Winston.
And because of the
personality,
right?
I mean, he's the type of... He's the ultimate backup quarterback. He gets in the game, he could literally light you up for four touchdowns, 350 yards, and then the next game throw six picks and you lose 49. Yeah. But I mean, he could get hot. He's not afraid. He can make any throw, and he thinks he can make any throw too. And he's very confident. He's very smart. He's underrated as far as the way he can go to the line of scrimmage and see where the mismatch is. I love him. I absolutely love him.
Now, you guys are hanging out with Eli Manning today?
Yeah, I'm going to... Eli's going to throw a button hook, which, as we spoke about...
Wait, I didn't hear it before I had the headphones on. So
Eli's throwing a button hook to Tank, and I'm going to cover him like I'm Deion Sanders, but since Tank lost 250 pounds, he's going to beat me, because I'm really, I'm like an Oompa Loompa. I'm like all mouth and really nothing.
I mean, the last time I tried to catch a pass, it was I was being covered by the McCourty twins, so it should be a little easier.
Man. Oh, yeah, crossing like 45th Street or something. They had you boxed pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
But you moved very slight of foot. I was very impressed.
So the Giants asked you to come out here and then do this thing with Eli Manning and catch a button hook from him?
Yes.
Wow, that is cool, man. I tell you, something I wanted to ask you, because you bring so much attention and viewers to the teams that you root for, but there's a lot of negativity. Like, what's your relationship with the Mets right now? The actual organization. Do they like you or not like you?
Do they embrace you? That's the question.
I think they kind of view me as Newman.
Okay.
I mean, Stu got me those seats, and thank you, Stu, for getting those seats that were
for like, David Wright. Yeah.
Wright. I know that Stevie Cohen was watching over there, going, "How is he over there? How did he get? Why is he there?"
Well, the fact especially that David Wright comes out and gives you a pound as soon as he gets in the field.
That was a money shot. Oh, that really was. You couldn't have paid $1 million for that shot.
I have expected Steve to go, okay, we're not retiring. Good night, everybody.
Well, by the way, the Giants are saying that Eli's ready for you, so I should go.
Okay. All right.
So we'll
go do it.
Going.
Good to see you, Stu.
Right, very
thanks,
good.
Man.
Hey, Frank. Thanks
a lot. See you, buddy.
Over here, buddy.
Over here. Thank you so much for
thanks,
being.
Hey, you going to go to Dua Lipa at the Garden?
Yes, let's go together.
All right. Well,
Sandy, Jeannie, us four. I'll get the tickets.
All right, we'll see. Stu Feiner and Frank Fleming and Matthew Piper Jenkins.
Yes.
Hey,
Matt.
MPJ. What's going on?
He's
great to see you, man.
Good dude, man. He takes good care of Frank.
Yeah, absolutely does. Wow.
That was something I did not expect.
No, me either. You know, it's funny because Stu was sending me a bunch of texts, and he sent a video that I didn't get a chance to watch. I'm assuming he was telling me he was going to be here. So that's what it was. I would have been a little bit more prepared for him. But yeah, like it always interests me. Like the Mets, like you could look at Frank and be like, this is the worst thing to ever happen to us. Or you could look at him and be like, this is a great thing to happen to us.
Well, if you know Frank like we know Frank, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He just has a lot of these little things in his life that mean a lot to him. And he has a hard time. Well, I guess he doesn't have a hard time, but he expresses himself in a very aggressive manner. So I can understand why if I were part of that and somebody was describing me the way he describes some of these players.
Yeah.
I could understand why I would be a little bit reticent to be around him, but when you know him, he's just a sweetheart, and he's just he's a big teddy bear.
Right. I mean, he actually doesn't mean any harm. It's just the way he just comes at him.
He just loses it.
He just loses his stuff. But yeah, that'll be interesting. Man, I tell you, it's like to be Frank Fleming, where you get a call from the Giants. Of course, you know, this was a guy who. He became famous because he was complaining about NJ Transit being so bad that he, trying to get to Mets opening day, that he becomes viral. Dave Portnoy and Barstool sees him. They hire him. He becomes this internet sensation. He loses 200 pounds in the process because people said, hey, listen, Frank, a little bit overweight. And now he's got the Giants calling him so Eli Manning can throw a button hook to him.
I mean, hey look, they came
what
up
with
it.
Is that not America?
It is America. And they came up with the whole Frank Walks deal.
Yeah.
And I was able to do one of those walks with him early on. And, you know, he knows his stuff. He does. He does his homework. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.